I have no clue what's about to come out of my mouth, so let's just run with it. No? Hi, friends. Haven't seen you in a minute. I've been gone dealing with my own personal life. Things not being good at all. I moved to Miami. As you can tell, Boots is here. For those of you that don't know, Boots is the zebra. I have no notes. I have no idea what I'm about to talk about. But for whatever reason, I feel like I want to talk about the Charlie Kirk situation. I don't talk about politics ever or anything surrounding it because you can't get a straight answer for shit. It seems like everybody's yelling in every direction and you can't figure out what the truth is. And like, you can't figure out anything to even make an opinion for yourself. So I've just not concerned myself with it because people will attack you one way or the other. And that's usually my standpoint, is like, y'all are screaming too much. Shut the fuck up. But this time it's different. And I feel like I have a different take on this situation than most people, because I'm someone who's been vocal about evil being taken out. When there is someone who's actually evil, who is met with violence and met with death, I am happy about it. Like when the healthcare CEO got taken out, I was happy. I giggled because that was someone who was actually destroying people's lives and harming people for money. The whole situation with Charlie Kirk, that's not an evil that needed to be taken out. That's an unfair game. And for me to be someone who doesn't fit in with anybody's typical views on death and murder, I don't think all murder is bad. Sometimes you have to take out a certain evil because nothing's going to stop it. Example, healthcare CEO. But this whole thing with Charlie Kirk, I'm noticing people really thought he was an evil that needed to be taken out. And that's a problem for a lot of reasons. But if I seem a little weird in this episode, it's my own personal shit. I'm just kind of like numbed out emotionally to a lot. But the whole Charlie Kirk situation, he wasn't as bad of a person as everybody has been led to believe. And I've gone through this spiral with a lot of different people. There are certain influencers on the internet, there are certain people just in general, political figures and even non-political figures, who the internet just hates. There's like an uproar against a certain type of person. You hear certain like slander of people, and I've just kind of written a lot of people off as like, oh, they're a wacko, oh, they're an idiot, the internet hates them, there must be a valid reason. Every single person who I've taken my own time to go watch their full videos that are not clipped out of context, it's changed my entire opinion. And I'm like, why do people hate this certain person? There's a lot of people who I agree with and don't agree with, but there's a lot of people who make a lot of valid ass points. It's happened to me, and I can't just sit back and watch it happen to somebody else without saying something. I've been slandered, and people have taken things that I've said out of context and run with it in a complete opposite direction. People have said everything about me there is to say at this point. And the people who actually see me and know my heart and actually watch the shit that I post and the things that I say coming out of my own mouth, people who watch it in context, in the full context, see the truth of who I am. Nobody that's happy about Charlie Kirk's death, in my opinion, is seeing the situation for what it is. They've been taught to hate him by social media, is kind of what I'm picking up on. But I'm someone who's dealt with being swatted, having all of my financial opportunities and situations be halted dead stop because people ran too far with bullshit. So luckily enough, people see me for who I am, but not enough people saw Charlie Kirk for who he was and what he was trying to do. That was in context. A lot of people saw it out of context. And the way people were like celebrating and cheering about him dying, that's where I can say this one ain't the one to cheer for. This ain't one where this was actually an evil that needed to be taken out. I'm not the typical type, like I said, who goes, oh, all lives are worth protecting. No one should ever be murdered. I've been pushed to points and I got canceled for talking about an ex who was destroying my life personally, that I got pushed to a point I wanted to do that. So it takes a specific kind of mind to understand. But for my crazy ass, a lot of people look at me like I'm fucking nuts and I'm insane. For me to be able to call this for what it is, wake up. Like genuinely, as much as people painted me out to be a certain way, okay, even the crazy one is telling you you're fucking wrong. So also I have a lot of resentment right now because everybody who turned on me and destroyed my entire life for talking about murdering someone who is truly evil. All these motherfuckers are now on the bandwagon pushing how this person being murdered was okay. I hope every single one of you gets the last bit of what the fuck you have coming to you. Truthfully, I have my own resentment and my own shit getting triggered about that. But this whole clickbaiting, clip farming, whatever the fuck you want to call it, people taking things out of context and running too far. We've hit the brink of it's gone too far. This was so, like, I genuinely haven't seen one long clip of Charlie Kirk. I never have heard him say black people deserve to die. I've never heard him say gay people deserve to die. I've never heard him say trans people deserve to die. I've never heard anything like that. And every single time you see someone come up to his mic, any size, shape, or color, he greets them with respect most of the time. If it's given, he gives it. Like, if you walk up as a normal person, he would talk to you. So I don't understand the whole thing, because, like, that's the other thing we're going to talk about is this: the terms people use too fucking freely. Like, they can do anything and will use anything to get you to hate people that they hate. So the whole thing of the racist term, everybody's a fucking racist nowadays. That term has been so watered down and diluted, but calling someone a racist is the fastest way to gain unwavering support, no matter how fucking delusional you are, against a certain person. So to go and say anybody is racist, that is the quickest way to get a fuck ton of people to hate the same person without looking into it. That's its own point. But Charlie Kirk platformed Candace Owens, brought her in on all the shit that he was doing. These are two people fighting for the same political and religious views. Okay, someone who's truly racist is gonna base their decision of who they care about and who they work with solely on skin color. He would have never platformed someone who is black. Candace Owens is black. He would have never platformed her if he was truly only against skin color. They don't give a fuck if you agree or don't. Racists actually hate everybody, no matter what, who, what, when, where, why, just because of a skin color. So that doesn't make fucking sense. I really feel like I'm beating a dead horse with trying to, like, talk about and prove things aren't what people are saying. If you go watch anything fully in context, you'll see it totally different. That's what I wish people would have done for me, but they didn't. Luckily, I didn't lose my life over it, about people just slandering me in the wrong fucking direction enough where it worked. But the other thing, how I'm talking about calling someone a racist is the quickest way to get people to gang up against them. Calling somebody a Republican is now the way to get everybody against a certain person quickly. That's become one of the new terms. Like, if people don't even know what you think or believe or anything, like, I'm someone who's truly in the middle of politics. I've never given a fuck, but I'm annoyed. Genuinely, I'm pissed the fuck off that I've been forced to care about politics and get involved, because it's fucking everywhere. And I'm realizing politics is in every single thing. It runs everything at this point. Like, there's some kind of correlation back to it, or people have made it correlate to things politically that don't have shit to do with politics. Like, it just seems like everything's politics now, so I have to start paying attention. And I don't like shit on either side. To let you know how much I knew about politics, from just the way that I've observed things, I thought liberals, Democrats, Republicans, and conservatives were four different categories of fucking people. I didn't know liberals were Democrats, and I didn't know conservatives were Republican. Now I know that. But you've got two groups of people with the most extreme shit, and all you hear is the liberals and the conservatives going at it. Most people fall in the fucking middle. Most people have a grip on reality and are fighting for the same things, but that doesn't matter. If you say one thing that is not in a line with the left or being a Democrat, if you question something or say, well, I see that, but I also see this, they immediately say you're a Republican and mark you for cancellation. That's what I don't understand. Like, the whole thing with the racist term, they use that to garner people to hate you. Now, just being labeled as a Republican, they fucking hate you. How the fuck are you gonna tell me what I am and what I'm not? These people who are doing this don't give a fuck about people. They're just trying to use the hatred and use canceling people. They're trying to bend you and force you into not talking and into talking about other things that they want you to talk about. Like, it's a weird space to be in, and it's very uncomfortable, and it pisses me off a lot. Because, like, every single thing I do and say is nitpicked, and my actual life is on the line in so many aspects financially, but now my physical life, it's been confirmed. If you are too far one way, or you think certain things, or you just want to make your own opinion, if you get marked as Republican, you're fucked. You can be killed for it. So Great, cool. Glad that's the climate we're in now. But I hope more people see through the bullshit and the fear tactics. Also, nobody's in control of nothing. Genuinely, the people that you think are in control, they're not in control. They're puppets. And people are playing these fucking puppets and pissing you off at the puppets so you don't actually see who's in control and who's in power. What the fuck is going on with the Epstein files? I don't know. But I think there's a lot of information in that that will reveal who's the true evil in power here. There's somebody else in power calling the shots. Trump don't do fuck. You know it. He's not actually in control of shit. I don't think Biden was in control of shit either when things are happening. Because if you look at the Democratic Party, when Biden was in, now that I'm kind of looking back at it, a lot of things didn't fucking make sense and a lot of decisions did not get to be made. Same with the Republican Party. It doesn't matter who the Senate, who the this, who the fuck is in office anywhere. None of these people are actually in control. Because why can certain things not be set in place by the people who we're told are in control? Because there's no control there. Like, I thought more people saw this and understood it, but I don't know. It's like also everybody wants to play the empathy game. Everybody's empathied the fuck out. Nobody gives a fuck no more. Like, I really feel like everybody is so numb. And how I truly feel is the world is done, bitch. Like, it's done. Like, everybody just better enjoyed our last few years, however much longer we got, and just fucking enjoy it for what it is. It's too far gone. Like, the way that social media is, the way that life is, the way that social media controls everything, it's done. It's cooked. Like, anybody can be marked for destruction and have the entire public turn against them. And I think that's the biggest disconnect with this whole situation with Charlie Kirk is, like, people don't see how other people could be happy about him dying, but they also didn't see what was being shoved in their face to make them hate Charlie Kirk. Like, this all seems like it was organized, and that's the disconnect. Like, people are saying, you don't have empathy because you're laughing at his death. I think everybody on both sides has empathy, but nobody understands who's being brainwashed about what. And that's what's causing, like, such a big fucking issue. I don't think I'm going to say much more about that situation. I'm just pointing out what I wish people would point out more is, like, when you see the internet intentionally turning someone who's not that bad into a fucking scapegoat, call it out. Like, vouch for people's character. I feel like this is a time where, like, people's character needs to be fought for. And I'm someone who would say this for both sides. Like, if there was someone on the Democratic side who got painted out to be a piece of shit and got killed for it, but they actually weren't that way, I would say it. Like, my For You page is actually, like, both sides. That's why I can kind of see the disconnect. Like, I don't get how people don't see it. Like, social media, our parents were right. It is these goddamn fucking phones. It is these phones. I think there's also a big state of powerlessness, like, just throughout everybody, because you see kids getting shot at schools and it's become a thing where, like, everybody's numb to it now, which is disgusting. I've been vocal before in the past about saying I think school shooters should be skinned alive publicly, and I will never go back on that. Children being killed is not okay, ever. Everybody's fighting Gaza and Israel. I don't know what's going on. All I see is innocent children being blown the fuck apart. And I don't like that. And I feel like people think because people aren't saying things, you don't care. You have no humanity. You have no empathy. No, you motherfuckers have just made it on both sides where people can't speak about shit without losing their entire livelihood. Like, that's the place that we're in now. But also, nobody can do shit. Everybody sees children dying and nobody can do nothing. So everybody's like, oh, nobody cares. Everybody cares. Nobody knows what the fuck to do. I genuinely don't see any hope for any of it. I'm checking to see if that's how I truly feel. Like, I don't feel hope for any of it. Like I said, enjoy the hand you've been dealt as far as you can until the rest of this life. It's done. Like, this shit's cooked. There's no fucking fix it, I don't think, ever. And I'm not saying that as someone who's like, oh, there's a different way. No, I see the fucking disconnect. I see what's contributing to everything, and there's no fix it. Because nobody can fucking come to an agreement. Nobody can entertain shit from either side. Like, nobody can stop for a second to say, oh, this might be contributing. No one's trying to understand. Everybody's trying to accuse and shoot. That's the fucking problem. Nobody's trying to understand. Everybody wants to pop shit. And that's the place we're headed. There's going to be a lot less talking and a lot more acting. So everybody who's been talking real big dick all these years, I hope you come with the same power, because liberals look weak. I'm sorry. Y'all look like disheveled most of the time, can't take care of yourself. If this really goes to a shootout, who's going to win? Like, are you sure this is a fight you want to have? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Republicans have just been waiting for a moment to like unload. And it's like, stop. Like, this is where it's going to cross that bounds of like, it's a free for all. And everybody, it's going to be the sides versus each other. But nobody sees what the fucking government's doing. The government's got everybody in shambles on purpose. That's what I'm saying. It's cooked. Everybody's fucking caught down here fighting in the middle. And it ain't even fucking about that. But something else I want to talk about is imposter syndrome. And it kind of fits with this topic a little bit. Because everybody who I've met who's a famous celebrity, whether it's a fucking famous singer or like an NFL player, nobody is convicted and convinced that their impact is that high. I don't even feel like my impact is what it is. Like, nobody can see themselves truly in what they've accomplished or done. And from my own personal experience, like, there's a lot of times where I feel like what I say doesn't matter. There's a lot of times where I forget that I've helped a lot of people. Like, there's been thousands of people, like over 20,000 people who have shown up for me on tour, one, but two, have written me comments, written me messages, sent me things saying thank you for saving their life. I'm someone who's saved tens of thousands of lives just by posting the things that I do on my podcast, and I don't even see it. I don't feel it. I don't look at it like, oh, I've made this impact. And nobody does. But I've felt my own imposter syndrome because there's not a mark of like, okay, you've done this giant thing. You're an NFL player. You're an athlete. You're an artist. You're a singer. You're a fucking businessman who's like done $1 billion in shit. Like, I don't have any big like accolades where you're like, okay, this is why Leo Skeppy is who he is. Because when I go out in public, I get recognized all the time. Everywhere. It does not matter how much is reflected to me in my life that I'm important and that I've made an impact. I don't see it. I don't feel it. And it's my own personal hell to fucking live in, but that's my own imposter syndrome, where I don't feel like I've done anything substantial enough. There's not been an achievement that's like big enough to stamp, okay, Leo, this is why you get this much attention. This is why you are stopped everywhere you go. In positive ways. And like, people are always come up to you saying hi. Like, I get treatment like I'm an A-list celebrity, but nothing in my mind has justified me doing anything big enough to hit that. Yes, you could logically say all these different things. I don't fucking feel it and nothing will make me feel it. But this is a widespread issue, and why I'm going to talk about it is because people who actually have those stamps feel the exact way that I do. Big actors, big singers, big NFL stars, like sports people. I've talked to these people. I'm friends with a lot of these people. I just keep my shit under wraps. I don't associate with people online no more because they'll turn on you and flip shit out of fucking context. But all these people feel this exact same way. They have the stamp of, this is why you're important. This, you've done something good. You've done something great. And they still don't feel it. Everybody's running around feeling imposter syndrome. And I guarantee you, Charlie Kirk felt the same way. Even though he had all of the attention that he did, I genuinely don't think Charlie Kirk thought he was big enough or making enough of an impact to be killed for it. That's just one thing I wanted to point out. But like, everybody's got this imposter syndrome, and everybody sees other people as more powerful than they feel that they are. Like, a lot of people look at me like I have done so much more and achieved so much more than I ever think I will feel like I would, you know? Like, everybody overinflates other people's sense of power, and I think that's what happened with Charlie Kirk. Like, everybody online was intimidated and saw he was making a really big impact, but I doubt he felt like that. I can guarantee you he didn't feel like that. Yeah, he made an impact, and I'm sure he saw it, but like, the same way that I feel, and all the people that I've talked to about this, we all feel the same way. So it's weird how you can be the one, but you don't feel it. Like, you can make the biggest impact, but you don't feel like you have that kind of power. But other thing I want to kind of bring up is, like, these people who are online and anybody who shares an opinion online, you think that opinion doesn't have power, but it does. A lot of people just making TikToks and making little stupid shit, even if you don't have a lot of followers, like, people are still impacted and hear your opinions, but nobody is gonna, like, reflect it to you most of the time. Like, I've changed people's lives from a fucking TikTok, and I didn't know until they messaged me 3 years later and were like, hey, this one video you made changed my life. Even when I was, like, building on social media and I was doing life coaching and stuff, one TikTok would change somebody's life, and then they would book a call with me. They wouldn't follow me. They wouldn't comment publicly, but it's like, the impact is made. You just don't know that it was made. So everybody's opinion and voice matters in, like, a weird way, but everybody's going to underestimate how much power it holds. So, like, everybody's running around feeling powerless, but you're not. You just can't feel it. And that is a hell that I live in. And I feel like everybody lives in it. But people just are convinced, oh, I have to get to so-and-so's level to make an impact. Do I have to this or have to that? But it's not. No, you're never going to fucking feel like that. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how many followers you have. You're going to feel the same way. And I don't mean this to be, like, a disappointing or, like, a disheartening thing, but, like, it's a double-edged sword. Your impact means more, and you are more impactful than you can even imagine, but you will just never feel it. That's fucked up. Because, like, all these people who were contributing to the, what's the name? With Charlie Kirk, they're like, Republicans hate you. People have been saying, like, if someone is a Republican, they are racist. Like, you turn people against Republicans, and they've contributed to this hatred. And a lot of these people who are left wingers and, like, posting about their beliefs, but have been spreading this shit, like, they're seeing, oh my God, I'm a little bit responsible for contributing to this narrative. And a lot of people who are reacting to Charlie Kirk's death live, who are, like, these big Democrats who speak out publicly and are pitting everybody against Republicans, saying that every Republican is racist and all this stupid shit. I feel like their gut reaction is like, oh, fuck. Like, they're being faced with the power that their words had, and they feel responsible. I don't think that their reactions are empathy. I think it's fear and guilt for the shit that they've perpetuated about a person they knew was never that much of a piece of shit, you know? Because a lot of these people are also getting caught. Like, they get online and fucking cry, and then behind closed doors, they're talking shit with their friends, oh, laughing about Charlie Kirk dying. It's like, they're fake as fuck. And I don't like that. I feel like a lot of people, this is a wake-up call, and this is a division from fucking hell. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. This just wanted to come out for whatever reason, so I'm letting it come out. I'm over it. Like, I'll talk about what's going on in my personal life in the next episode, probably. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like it's the point of, like, enjoy the life you got. This is it. Like, it's only getting worse. It's only gotten worse for a really long time. Like, since COVID, it's just been shit on shit, and things are escalating now to a point. Everybody just needs to see, you cannot trust what you see on social media. You cannot trust it. You can't trust the fucking news. And that's another reason that I can't make a fucking political decision, because everybody's full of shit. The news companies are paid to promote certain shit. They're controlled by whoever the fuck is controlling everything else. Nobody can give you a just clear-cut, straight answer. Like, when all the riots were happening with ICE, the two sides, like, I was watching it, I, like, couldn't understand why it wasn't simple from the one standpoint that was overrunning social media. Like, everybody was making fun of people being like, why the fuck are you waving the flag of the place you're trying to, like, stay in? But the whole left and right thing, the right was making fun of the left, saying, y'all are fucking stupid, get them out, get them the fuck out, whatever. Most of the people on the left weren't fighting that illegal immigrants and criminals should stay in the US. The left was more concerned about, like, the way that people are being treated, like, snatched out of their jobs, snatched out of their homes inhumanely, and being taken to what everybody was calling concentration camps. Like, they were in fear for the people who were innocent, caught up with the guilty, and were being thrown out like animals and treated like animals. There's validity in both sides. But nobody was seeming to come to that consensus and be like, okay, the right sees the criminals and wants everybody out at all costs, just in case, because U.S. citizens are being raped and killed. The left was like, okay, we get it with the criminals, but you're snatching up innocent fucking people and treating them like animals. You know what I mean? So it's like, I see why everybody's fighting. I see everybody's just making fun of each other. Like, it took me a while sorting through everything on social media to understand that was the point of each side that was fighting. But it's like, people don't got the time. Like, I don't have the time to go through every political issue and figure out what each side's fighting, because everybody's just screaming nonsense. Like, it's hard to make an opinion on anything. Because, like, I understand the point on the left, but I understand the point on the right when it came to the illegal immigrants. Like, you do have to watch your own ass, but, like, the innocent people, that happening to them, you can't just, like, let it go. But at the same time, it's like, how do you get everybody out? Like, that's another situation. Nobody knows what the fuck to do. But then it's like, you have to err on the side of caution of, like, better safe than sorry. But you're going to have to hurt people. But it's a hard moral dynamic. It's a hard situation to kind of talk about and, like, figure out. But, like, you don't have time to make a standpoint or talk about things. Like, when you're in the public eye, you're forced to talk on shit. And a lot of people are paid to talk certain ways about political issues. And a lot of people don't think that's true. Influencers are paid to lean one way or the fucking other. Or they're bullied by the companies who pay them the most. They can threaten their livelihood if they don't talk how they want. So that's another dynamic. But anyone with a platform, you're not allowed to take time to understand what's going on. You have to speak as soon as you see what's going on. You don't get to know what's going on. You don't get to know details. You just have to speak. What is your opinion now? Everybody's like this at you. What is your fucking opinion? And you don't know. And then you're written off. And then if you don't speak fast enough, you're ostracized. You're thrown to the shit. You're demonized. And if you speak too quickly because you didn't know, same thing, one way or the other. Like, everybody's just kind of in like a catch. So I don't really give a fuck anymore. The world's cooked, bitch. So live it out. Have fun. Because I don't see nothing getting better. Either it's going to have to get really, really bad before it gets good, or the world's just going to have to go to war. So both are shit. But life as we know it is not going to continue for much longer. So that's why I'm saying enjoy it. Because either something bad is going to happen and it's going to fix it and it's going to get better. We're going to have to rebuild, or the world's going to go to war and everybody's going to fucking have to go. So that's our two options. That's why I'm hopeless. I'm at this point of like, enjoy what you got. Ride it out and hang in there. So, yeah. Also, I'll update you guys on the merch and stuff. Everybody who ordered, some orders got delayed. Some orders had issues. It was a giant disappointment for me. And no matter what I did, I couldn't fix it. I couldn't make it right. I paid out of my own pocket like $56,000 to make sure everybody could get their stuff on time, and it still got delayed and people were still upset. And doing the personal, like personally doing the customer service emails, there's 3,000 fucking emails of people doing nothing but fucking ripping me and talking shit and just like venting out all their problems at me because things weren't shipping fast enough. And then something happened where a couple orders got shipped the wrong thing, and it was too much for me to keep looking at it. I felt like everybody was just fucking disappointed. And no matter what I tried to do, no matter how much money I threw at everything, it didn't work. Everybody just was saying, oh, Leo's scamming, Leo's this. If you fucking think that, choke on a dick and die at this point. I don't give a fuck. I'm never the type to scam you. I ran myself fucking stupid trying to make sure everybody was taken care of. I was trying to show everybody that I care about you. For a lot of people, it worked. A lot of people, it didn't. Okay, fuck you. I tried. Okay? That's the type of reaction you get when you push somebody. The empathy flies out the door. If you love me, great. I love you. Everybody's orders from the first round are out. I'm going to drop more in the future, but I'm going to wait till I feel better about it because I'm not fucking going through this shit again. So I'm going to go back to my little depression nap I've been in. But that just wanted to come out for whatever reason. So there you go. I'll probably talk to you guys next Sunday. We'll see.